From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. People in Poland often say they love America more than Americans do. Next to Britain, Poland was Europe's most fervent supporter of the U.S.-led war in Iraq. Since the collapse of communism, Poles have embraced a Western-style free market. Poland has become a NATO member and hopes to gain full membership in the European Union. Today, Poland concludes our series, America Seen Through European Eyes. As NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports, despite their enthusiasm for America, Poles are increasingly worried about tensions between their European neighbors and the U.S.
The Fakro Skylight Factory is the poster child of Poland's gung-ho entrepreneurial spirit. We're at company headquarters in Nowy Sącz, near Poland's southern border. Fakro was founded in 1991 when a man bought not much more than a shed.
This is that garage where Fakro started.
Grzegorz Balas is chief operating officer.
He started preparing the first roof windows together with 15 persons here in that small room. And today the Fakro group employs 1,700 people all over the world.
Today, this state-of-the-art plant sprawls across a huge expanse, towering over the humble garage. Fakro now covers 15% of the global skylight market and has just opened for business in the United States. Bala says the secret of the company's success is American-style management training.
I think that if we are joining the European community, this can be our advantage to have this American spirit here, because we will have some advantages against the European companies, which are very European.
By implication, European means too much outside bureaucracy and meddling.
I don't think that the people really need the union here, because they have own representation. Every, let's say, department has own manager. That manager is really protecting that people. We just don't need the union here.
This statement sounds odd in the country that fought to give birth to Solidarity, the first independent trade union in the communist world. But the heyday of the Solidarity Union is long gone. Poland now has a jobless rate of nearly 20%. There's been little retraining of workers, and no one dares strike for higher wages. In the working-class town of Nowa Huta, which means new steelworks, the trams are still running, but they're all nearly empty. Nowa Huta was built as an ideal city for the new communist man, the dedicated worker at the massive Lenin steel plant. No churches were envisioned here, and the rigid geometry of its architecture was a model for Stalin's brave new world. In the 80s, Nowa Huta was a bastion of solidarity agitation, the times when a union poster depicted Gary Cooper the sheriff as its champion. The steel mill is still in operation, but Lenin's nowhere to be seen. A train carrying cylinders of sheet metal chugs for miles around the plant's perimeter. But production has plummeted, and the number of workers plunged from 40,000 at the height of communism to just above 8,000 after the government sold a majority share of the factory to a foreign company. Vladislav Kielian is the Solidarity trade union leader at the plant. We ask him how he feels now that Poland is back in the Western world.
The fact that Poland supported the U.S. on Iraq, I think politically was a very good move. But support for U.S. actions over there does not mean that we automatically want to adopt their economy. When I think of the word capitalism, I see people who have everything and people who have nothing. There are people with no safety net. There is no way for them to live a life of dignity.
Commentator Konstanty Gebert says Poland's have-nots feel not only exploited, but also humiliated.
The concept of dignity of labor has been lost. And the idea, if you're so smart, why aren't you rich, is very much in.
Since the fall of communism, downtown Warsaw has become one big construction site. The city skyline used to be dominated by the box-like Palace of Culture, a gift from Stalin to his Polish communist brothers. Today, the ground floor houses a movie theater, and the building is dwarfed by new glass and steel skyscrapers and by towering cranes used to build even more. Konstanty Gebert.
Poland is reinventing itself socially as it moves on, and this is much more American than European. We almost never had this kind of Western European approach to business, which essentially considers business success a sin to atone for, right?
There's an MBA boom at the many new Szkoły Biznesu, and Poland is also undergoing a cultural transformation. The sounds of Chopin have been drowned out by a Polish version of hip-hop. Na raz, na dwa, na trzy i na cztery. Wyrzuć ręce w góry zamiast grać jak Emery. Na pięć, na pięć. Young Poles, like their European counterparts, are passionate about American pop culture. Hip-hop rules the airwaves. Songs about wanting to have more money, nice digs, and a cool set of wheels.
www.mtv.pl. Zobacz odświeżoną stronę MTV.
MTV Poland arrived 3 years ago and is also a big success, already in 2 million homes. The creative director at MTV PL is Derek Ogrodny. A Polish-American from Chicago, he's found his land of opportunity in the homeland, where he says American qualities are highly appreciated.
The thing that most people notice about me being from there is my positive attitude towards things and my ambition. If there's a problem, I look for ways to solve it. This kind of John Wayne, like, all right, boys, we've got to get rid of these cattle rustlers. What are we going to do, you know? And let's form a posse, and you're going to do this, and you're going to hold the gun, and everything's well thought out and organized, and it works. And I think that's one of the things they look up to in America.
Poland's pro-American feelings are rooted in gratitude for U.S. support throughout the 20th century, as well as the weight of the large number of Polish immigrants in the United States. Commentator Konstanty Gebert also cites the Poles' affinity for America's classless society and their embrace of the rags-to-riches American dream. But on a political level, Gebert says, Poland's strong support for the United States has to do with security.
I hope it will never come to it that the proposal that America would be willing to risk New York to save Białystok, that this proposal would be ever put to a test. But if somebody is going to risk their neck to save Białystok, it's slightly possible it might be the Americans. It's simply not imaginable it will be anybody else.
But not all Poles are quite so sure.
I've got here one interesting survey. Where was it?
Agnieszka Moriszynska is a researcher at Warsaw's Pentor Polling Institute.
I was very surprised because of the result. The question was, what do you think, who can give Poland greater security, United States or European nation? And 51% European Union and 24% United States.
While the majority of Poles did side with the United States in waging war in Iraq, and Polish peacekeeping troops have been sent there, there was one strong anti-war voice in Poland. Radio Maria is the mouthpiece of one of the most conservative movements in the Polish Catholic Church.
Dobrze jest uciekać się do Pana,
bo Jego łaska trwa na wieki. Alleluja.
It has persistently opposed not only the war in Iraq, but also Poland's entry into the European Union, which it fears will undermine Poland's Catholic values. And the movement's priests have often preached against the Western, secular, and materialistic society most closely associated with the United States. But most Poles don't seem to be listening, especially those who belong to what's being called Generation E, where E stands for Europe. They are university students and young urban professionals who did not grow up under the heavy yoke of communism. We meet some members of Generation E on a warm Sunday afternoon in a Warsaw park. They are students at the American Studies Department of Warsaw University who want to discuss their feelings about the United States and its relations with Poland and Europe. Katarzyna Dużyk is writing her thesis on the Native American in American cinema. She has doubts about American foreign policy.
Many people from my generation, we perceive it a bit different than the older generations. I think that with all the power and influence that the United States have, they could act in a more, I think, positive way towards other countries. I mean, they could forget about selfishness and behave more multilaterally.
Fellow student Marius Kitsiana is studying the U.S. Supreme Court, focusing on the issue of individual rights.
There could be a very positive scenario of Poland being the link between the Europe, or the old Europe, and the U.S. Well, and I think that would be the best development for the future.
Janusz Onuszkiewicz was one of the early dissidents in the Solidarity movement and a defense minister in one of the first post-communist governments. He's openly pro-American, but he also suggests that America could show more willingness to work collectively with its allies.
I think that American unilateralism should be somehow restrained, and perhaps U.S. should try to build Europe as an important U.S. partner. But I am afraid that there will be a temptation in the United States to divide Europe and to work with those European countries which will be more ready to accept American leadership.
Every day, on the hour, a golden trumpet appears at the top of the spire of Krakow's Church of St. Mary. The signal is broadcast live on nationwide radio at noon. Starting in the Middle Ages, the signal warns citizens of an impending attack. The melody stops abruptly before its last notes, commemorating a 13th century trumpeter shot with an arrow through his throat as he played. Today, Poland is not under threat from any direction and wants to be friends with everyone. But transatlantic tensions are creating new insecurities. Many Poles fear they may be forced to choose between Europe and America. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News.